through the creaking door for another Inner Sanctum mystery. And remind you to...
Didn't think she deserved the family name, so they left it off the headstone.
Why? Why didn't they?
want anybody to know who she was, I guess. See, Hester was burned at the stake for witchcraft. That's what to say.
Mr. Griffin, my wife is an ill woman as it is.
Let him go on, Paul.
No, but Sarah...
What else, Mr. Griffin?
Well, that's all, Miss Seaton, except that Hester claimed at the stake that they were burning her, an innocent woman. She could be heard shouting as the flames licked around her. She threatened with her last breath to get even someday.
How could she get even?
I don't know, but according to the story I heard, Hester said that this here town owed her the years of her life that they took away.
Well, now, this is completely ridiculous. It's only a legend.
Tell me, how many years ago did all this happen?
Well, it's right here on the headstone, you see. Hester, a lost soul, born October 13th, 1759. Died. Good heavens.
What's wrong?
Look, Mrs. Seaton. The date of Hester's death. It's worn away.
Glad that you
fighting like a frightened child. I think the meter reading made it work.
Reading? What reading?
Well, for the past few days, she's been reading books about her family history.
Why did you let her have them?
Well, because at first they seemed to quiet her. Grave. She wants to know more and more about Hester Randolph.
Paul.
Oh, Sarah. Dr. Norton's here, dear.
You've got the warning, Paul. Before it's too late.
Warn who, Mrs. Seaton?
Judge Foster. He's in danger. Hester will kill him next.
What?
It's in the records of the court. The magistrate who sentenced Hester to death at the stake was a man named Foster.
No, Mrs. Seaton, you're just upset.
Please. Believe me. Judge Foster is a direct descendant of that magistrate.
Sarah, Hester's dead, dear. The dead can do no harm.
She's killed one man already, and now she's going to kill another. She swore she'd get that revenge on the magistrate and on the man who was her accuser.
All this took place over 100 years ago.
Then what about Mr. Griffin?
Well, what do you mean, sir?
He had the same name, too. According to the record, Hester's accuser was a man named Richard Griffin.
So, Judge Foster, my wife insisted that I come over here and warn you about Hester.
Well, thank you, Mr. Seaton, for troubling, but I'm not a bit worried about the similarity of names.
Well, I didn't admit it to Sarah, but the coincidence with Griffin was strange.
Oh, the dead never frightened. But thank you for coming over. Oh, by the way, can I drive you home?
No, thanks. Dr. Norton is waiting for me outside.
Good night. Good night, Mr. Seaton. Now, where did I put those glasses of mine? Sure, left them here on the table. But, hey, who opened that door? Is that you come back, Mr. Seaton? But confound it, whoever it is, answer me. Who's out there? Who is it? What? Who are you?
Your confidence is just in by the evil of your acts. Who am I? Mark you well this torch I light. Now mark you also my dog. Black garments I wear and upon which you have impressed the wickedness of you.
Hester!
I, Satan's magistrate, Hester Randolph!
You're listening to Inner Sanctum, brought to you by... turning to Bromo Seltzer all the time because it fights headache fast and fights it all three ways. First, it quickly fights the pain of a headache itself.
Then it soothes upset stomach and jumpy nerves that may often team up with a headache.
That's right, folks. Bromo Seltzer does three jobs fast and pleasantly. Just put a teaspoonful of Bromo Seltzer in a glass of add water. It fizzes immediately, sparkling and refreshing, ready to help your headache all three ways.
Why wait, folks? Keep that familiar blue bottle handy at home and at your place of business.
Yes, friends, it's smart to be prepared for headaches at all times with Bromo Seltzer. It's on sale at all drugstores. Get a bottle today or tomorrow. Simply ask for...
Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer, Bromo
Seltzer. That Hester character. You know, that's the way a dame gets when she's burned up. Makes a specter of herself. You know, folks, I kind of feel sorry for old Judge Boston. When Hester showed up, the poor guy didn't know which way to turn. I mean, to turn away which witch. They should have believed Sarah Seaton. She sure had Hester dead, or rather alive, to ride. Yes, indeed, it's a wise descendant who knows her own forebears. Particularly the grave-minded one. Well, now, let's get back to our flaming fable. See what's cooking for the next stanza.
Paul, wake up.
Yes, of course, sir. Where are you going, dear?
I'm getting dressed. I'm going down to tell the judge myself.
You are staying here.
Oh, please. Let me go. It means a man's life.
You heard what Dr. Norton said, dear. Under no circumstances are you to leave the house. You're to talk to no one.
Why am I being kept here like a prisoner? Why don't you let me teach you? What was that?
Sounded like a door banging in the wind. Yes. There it is again.
It's in the rear of the house. Didn't you lock that back door?
I'm sure I did. I'd better see what happens.
Wait, I'm going with you. I'd better turn on the light here in the kitchen.
No, you won't have to. I can see the door all right. Guess I must have forgotten to bring the light stand.
Oh!
Somebody's living who wants you to believe that she's Hester. She wants everybody to believe. help prove that Dr. Norton is... The back door. It's blown open again.
Leave it. The dog is out of
here. No, stay here. I'm going to see who opened that door.
Please, hurry. Don't leave me alone so long.
Thank you.
going. To the grave. Now, look, if you should be in an old New England cemetery some night and one of the headstones should move, don't be frightened. It's probably just Hester coming up for a hot date again. Oh, by the way, there's no parting moral attached to tonight's tale. I'll just leave you with your own thoughts. As horrible as I hope they are. Friends, it's so foolish to suffer with an ordinary headache when Bromo Seltzer gives you such fast, pleasant, three-way relief.
It's true, Mr. Weed. Bromo Seltzer is so pleasant to take, and it works so fast to help your headache all three ways.
Yes, Bromo Seltzer speedily fights the headache pain itself. Then it goes right to work to soothe the upset stomach and jangled nerves that often may team up with a headache. Try it next time you get a headache. Prove to yourself just how fast it works to help your headache all three ways.
We tried a lot of headache products, but it's Bromo Seltzer from now on for our family.
You'll say the same thing, too, once you've discovered Bromo Seltzer. So get a bottle today and be prepared at all times to fight a headache fast all three ways.
It's smart to keep Bromo Seltzer both at home and at your place of business.
That's right, folks. Remember, Bromo Seltzer gives you fast three-way help for a headache. It's on sale at all drugstores. Caution, use only as directed. If headaches recur, persist, see your doctor. Get Bromo Seltzer today and... Columbia Broadcasting System.